Our sermon text for today comes from the book of Philippians. Philippians, the second chapter, verses 1 through 13. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. Not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interests of the others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mind as Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess and acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. This is the word of God for the people of God. Paul's talking to the church, reminding them who they are and what their purpose is, reminding them that they are followers of Jesus Christ. And if we're followers of someone, if we're people who claim to be a part of the following of someone, it means we pay attention to what they do and what they say. I hear that term all the time on the internet. I don't have TV, but I have internet, for now anyway. But anyway, they're always saying such and such a person with so many millions of followers. What does that mean? What does it mean to be a follower? Does that mean, like in the social media sense, that we just get a tweet or a text or I don't know, whatever they get from the person who they happen to be following? Or does it mean that we take an active interest in that person? And I think in the social media sense, it's probably both. Some people are just followers because everybody else is a follower, and they're a follower, so they follow. Other people are interested in that person. They may like their music or the movies that they make or their political stance or whatever it is, so they listen to what they have to say. But that's not what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ. To be a follower of Jesus Christ doesn't mean we just listen. Because if you look at it, the word follow is actually a verb. It means you have to do something. And since to be a follower of Jesus Christ, he's not going to send us any tweets or any texts or any updates in our email, how do we become followers of Jesus Christ? And since follow is a verb, it means we need to do something. So to follow means to go along with, to walk beside. And that's what we're to do with Jesus Christ. We are to act as Jesus Christ acted. Now, if you look at the life of Jesus Christ, he gave up everything, as Paul tells us here in Philippians, and came to earth to be a slave, to be a servant, to be less than what he was, to be human. That right there tells us something. That compared with Jesus Christ and with God, we don't compare. We're not the same as God. We're not equivalent to Jesus Christ. Not on our own. But through his death on the cross and all that Jesus did and all that he taught us, we have the ability to come into the family of God and be a part of it. But that means something on our part. It means we have to act like Jesus. We have to do the things that Jesus did. One of the things that Jesus did, and the most important thing, was when Jesus came to earth, he never did anything that disagreed with God. He never did anything on his own that would have separated him from God. He submitted himself to only doing the things that God had taught throughout the Bible, throughout the Old Testament. The teachings of God Jesus still lived by. It wasn't necessary. He could have done whatever he wanted. Wasn't he God? Wasn't he capable of doing anything he wanted? He brought people back from the dead. He caused the lame to walk, the blind to see. Those who couldn't talk, he allowed them to be able to talk. He cast out demons. He walked on the water. Do I need to go on all of the things that he did? All of these things Jesus did. And yet, he was willing to submit himself to God. Now, I think that's a message for the church today. Because I think the church today, and I'm not talking about this church, I'm talking about those people throughout the world who call themselves the Church of Jesus Christ, has kind of wandered away. Because they've forgotten that the most important thing for the church is to be followers of Jesus Christ. We're not here because we're smarter than Jesus was. We're not here because we're greater than Jesus was. We're here because Jesus has called us. And we have answered that call. And we have given our lives to him. And now we are followers of Jesus Christ. And if Jesus followed God and did everything that God said he should do, should we do any less? Should we be any less of followers of Jesus Christ than Jesus Christ was of God? See, the problem is today, we tend to think that we know more, we understand better. I have to think that the church has become kind of like teenagers. And I think being a teenager is an important part of growing up because it's stretching yourself. It's asking questions. It's wondering why your parents tell you you have to do things and maybe deciding that you don't think you have to do them. And then learning a little later on that your parents are really intelligent people. And it's only because they did the same things you did only 20 or 30 years earlier. But I have a feeling that today the church is kind of like that, kind of like teenage. We're questioning God. Did God really mean that when he said it? Well, if he didn't mean it, why would he say it? If God didn't mean for us to do the things in the Bible that he teaches us to do, then why would he have given it to us? Or do we get to reinterpret it according to what we think is important? That's not what followers do. Followers don't get to decide what's important. They don't get to decide what you should do or what you shouldn't do. That was my hardest lesson to learn in the military. I'm a very independent person. I have a very hard head. I like doing things my way. I don't mind doing things your way if you explain to me why I should do things your way. The military doesn't work that way. The military is, I'll tell you what to do, and you do it. If you have a question, tough. Do it anyway. And that's kind of what being a Christian is like. We can ask questions, but when we think the answer we give for the question is more important than the answer God gives for the question, that's when we run into problems. One of my favorite memories from the military was I was standing watch in the engine room, and we had two turbine generators, and the captain came back. And on the back of the turbine generators is a trip switch, which turns them off. And he came in and turned off one of the turbine generators, and I walked over and turned it back on. He said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Standard operating procedure, sir. If I know why it tripped, I can reset it." He reached down and turned it off and said, "Don't touch it." It was a drill. And I knew that. I was just having some fun with him. And he understood that. And we need to understand that we don't always know what God is doing. That we don't always understand why God brings into our lives the things he brings into our lives. My mom's been gone for over 40 years. And there's times when I say, why? Why did that happen when I was 18 years old? And God has given me the answer many times in my ministry, the ability to be able to sit with people who are struggling, with loved ones who are dying, and say, I've been there. I know what that feels like. I understand, not completely what you're going through, but I can empathize with what's going on in your life. And I thank God for that, that ability to be able to minister. So we don't always see why God is telling us to do the things that he's telling us to do. We don't always understand why God wants us to do things a certain way. But the one thing we should absolutely understand is God doesn't make mistakes. God doesn't mess up. And if God tells us to do something, there's a reason for it. There's a purpose in God's plan for what he's telling us to do. So if you feel led by God to do something, then do it. God will lead you and guide you and direct you. In this year, it's been a difficult year, but I think God has been amazing. I've heard over and over again how God has used this difficult time to do ministry for people. I just heard a man who is a pastor in China who said the coronavirus has been the biggest boom to the church in China that has ever been. Because we know China has all of this face recognition technology. He said, we can go out now and witness to people and they don't know who we are because we have to wear a mask. So we've been able to witness to people and do ministry. God will use things in our lives without our being able to understand it. Why are you here today? Why do you have the job that you have? Why are you struggling with the things that you're struggling with? God has a purpose for each and every one of us. And as followers, we need to trust his purpose. and trust that God is leading and guiding and directing us. It may not be the way we want to go. It may not be comfortable to us. But we're not the leader. We're the follower. Let us follow God where God is leading. Because the one thing I've learned in ministry is, if we follow God, we will receive a blessing. I've never really known where God's taking me next, and I try not to worry about it, but every time, it's been a blessing. Let us be followers of Jesus Christ, as Jesus was a follower of God. Amen.